The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
The Vikings versus the Steelers game is on later on today. For some reason, there were an awful lot of Steelers fans wandering the town this morning. Very few in the way of Vikings. Maybe they sleep in. Maybe Minnesota is just not an industrious place. I don't know. But football is on later, and we are joined by Alan Lemesny, who is president of American Football Ireland, and Mark Hogan from Pro Football Ireland, both on the line. Alan, now that I have defamed most of Wisconsin, why do they not get up early?
Good morning, Anton. I've seen quite a few of them here now.
It's knocking on now. 8 o'clock, nothing but Steelers. Yeah. Wall to wall.
This is essentially a home game for the Steelers, so there was lots of Steelers fans have travelled, and the Steelers family obviously have made a big deal of this game, and they've been wanting to come back to Ireland since 1997. So, you know, it has been really, really popular for this game to happen, and for lots of Steelers fans to travel.
What do they make, what do the players make of it? Because, I mean, I assume a lot of their games are preceded by domestic flights to get around to all the various different venues across the US. But time zones and transatlantic travel, is that a pain for them?
Yeah, it is. It can be difficult. I know the Steelers flew in early Friday morning, so they did have a long overnight flight. And then they were practicing on Friday afternoon, and then they kind of had a chance then to kind of recover in Friday evening going into Saturday. So I think, look, they do travel coast to coast in the States, so they're well used to this kind of, you know, the longer flights. But it's also different. I mean, they've never, obviously, all of these players have never been in Ireland before from a game perspective. So it's just a matter of they're well used to it. They'll prepare and they'll have it all down to a tee.
How big an operation? How big is the circus? Because if you're taking three teams, all of your support crew, trainers, admin, managers, there must be dozens, if not hundreds, of people.
There is. There's an absolutely huge operation. I mean, you'll have a 53-man playing squad. You'll have a practice squad. You'll have your coaches, your training staff, all the support staff. And that's just, and we'll say on the playing side, that's not including all the media, all the people that they'll need for running general operations. So it's huge, huge, huge travelling number.
And what time does the game start today?
Kickoff's at 2:30. So I think the atmosphere is going to be absolutely electric in Croke Park.
And it being American football, it'll run until what, 3 o'clock in the morning?
not quite. Look, there are certain things that make the American football game obviously on TV a bit longer due to television timeouts and all that. But no, it's one of these things where the razzmatazz and the game mesh together, and that creates the whole event thing.
And what's the spread?
Well, I suppose it depends on which side you're looking at. I think everybody wants to see the Steelers win. It's their home game. It's the Rooney family wanting to come back, and they've been very active in the lead up to this game. So I think, look, you know, regardless of the spread, I think everybody wants to see the Steelers win. Now, fans, the Vikings fans that are sleeping in.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not up yet. They won't hear this. Don't worry, you're not insulting them.
They won't hear it.
This is, I think, the fifth country that the NFL has exported itself to in recent years. London obviously has had a fair few games over the past while. What's the advantage to the NFL in doing this?
Well, obviously they get to expand the sport internationally. I mean, you know, they obviously want to kind of grow the sport. They want to get more teams involved in travelling around because it generates more fans. More fans obviously means more revenue from a TV perspective, and from you know, going to games, buying merchandise and type of thing. So, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, it's a business. They want to grow it, so they're just looking at what's the best way to approach it. I mean, obviously, in you know, with the connection with us, the US and Ireland have a huge connection. So that obviously tied in well with the ability to have a game here.
Well, Mark Hogan, as I said, is with us as well. He's from Pro Football Ireland. On that topic, Mark, why is it that American sports, American-born sports, don't seem to have lent themselves well to export? You don't see an awful lot of outside of America American football, nor has baseball travelled far beyond sort of Cuba and Japan and a couple of other countries. It doesn't seem to get purchased. Why not?
Morning, Anton. Morning, Alan, as well. Yeah, you know, time zone, right? I mean, there's plenty of sports worldwide. Like, geez, we don't watch certain soccer from certain countries just because the time doesn't link up so much. It's the same with boxing or the UFC. When it's on in the middle of the night, people go to bed. It's the same for the NFL. And I suppose, like, they also hold the primetime games, which is going to be your, like, you know, your blockbuster teams, hopefully, at least those standalone fixtures. They happen late in the night. And that's why, you know, to go back to why are they coming to Ireland, there's a massive passionate fan base here has been saying it up. No, there genuinely is. Now, I think it's going to be an emotional day for a lot of fans that have been watching this sport 20, 30, 40 years, that it finally has come, because we have seen the game, you know, 1997, we had a preseason game, and you're talking about countries that have, you know, gotten their opportunity to host a game ever since. I was at an event the other day and the NFL said, well, why would you go into a smaller market like Ireland when you've gone already to England, to Germany, to Brazil and to Mexico, where there's massive populations? And it's also a flex to come to Ireland. When you're talking about growing a sport and you really want to be seen as global, those obvious cities aren't as impressive. But when you come in and you say, oh yeah, we're so big, we can travel to Ireland and have tens of thousands of people traveling over. I heard there's a huge contingent even coming over from Mexico because the Steelers are so big there. It's like, it's just the ultimate flex in the NFL to be able to pull this off and hopefully be able to do it year after year.
Do we have a sense, Mark, of how many of the people attending are going to be Irish fans for going for the day out and how many are traveling Americans and Mexicans?
I heard the number that of US fans expected to be in the stadium is about 30%. So when we're looking at 76,000 is the capacity of Croke Park today, I'll ask you to do the maths live on air. But 30% is huge. It was actually Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, threw out that number yesterday. And he said that is a number greater than we see at international games. Normally it is more of a home crowd. And he said that really spoke to, yeah, that connection that Alan was saying between the US and Ireland. And it also is what the NFL wants to offer to its fans that are willing and wanting to travel, to give them destinations. I spoke to the Minnesota Vikings the other day, and they were saying, or to someone from the team, one of the media personalities, and they were saying they have a game in London next week, but all the fans really wanted to go to the Dublin game first and foremost. And it was just far easier to sell travel packages because Ireland is just such a destination for Americans.
It must be, presumably though, Mark, expensive for the Americans, because a travel package to pay for both flights and accommodation for probably 4 or 5 days, the fact that 30,000 people are putting their hands in their pocket to that extent, it's a fair commitment to go see a football game.
Yeah, your hospitality packages, you're dead right, are expensive. Not everyone's going to hospitality. If I wanted to go and see my team, the Arizona Cardinals, I'm not paying hospitality. It's like booking your holiday. Do you want to go through the travel agent, which I believe some of them are cheaper now, or do you want to go and book your own? And I was speaking to guys coming over from the US, and it's like they did do budget flights that might have taken an extra layover. Some of them are not staying in the city. Like, I was talking to someone yesterday and he's staying in Newlands Cross, which, if you're familiar with Dublin, you know, is obviously a spin in from one of the commuter towns.
Ah, you're close enough to a Lewis stop.
Yeah, no, and it is, and it's connected, like it's all connected. So I absolutely appreciate that the hotels and everything jumped up in price, and that's not the hospitality group's fault. It is expensive, but they're all thrilled to do it. And I know the the dollar to euro rate isn't going in their favor right now, but they're still saying the price of a €9.50 pint in Temple Bar last night still feels cheaper than some of the pints you get in America.
Good Lord. Alan, while we're talking money, do we have any sense of how much this is likely to bring into the Irish and Dublin economy?
Don't have exact figures, obviously, but, you know, from speaking with the government departments over in the lead up to this, because obviously, you know, as part of American Football Ireland, we were involved in some of the dealings involved in coming into it. You know, they're expecting this to generate a really significant figure for the economy in Dublin and the greater area.
Well, best of luck to both teams, and I hope all the fans enjoy it. Alan, thank you for your time. Likewise, Mark.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.